All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are here on this third week in August of 2020. Well, for today's motivational thought, recently took a little bit of time to do a road trip with the family. It was a wonderful experience being out on the road, spending most of our time in Montana and in Wyoming, Big Sky, and then Yellowstone, making our way back through the back roads of Oregon, up through the Columbia River Gorge before finally arriving at home. Well, one of the stops along the way was in La Grande, Oregon, and we decided to book a very small historic home there on the main street of the town. It's called the Story House. And we didn't know what really to expect. I found it on Expedia and it was so cheap, $65 plus a few taxes. So like $80 some, no extra cleaning fee, no insurance fee, none of those kinds of things that goes along with one of those types of reservations. But it was our absolute favorite place to stay. Because we walk in, there's a small porch, an old historic front door, the floors totally creaked. There was black paint over all the old wood floors, some that were falling apart, older type furniture, but very comfortable beds, one small bathroom, a historic kitchen that had been there a very long time, some stained glass windows, but the absolute favorite thing in the small living room. Sitting right in front of that fireplace, off to the right on the bookshelf, was this record player with a stack maybe of 8 to 10 records of which to choose from. And of course, my kids said, "Daddy, what's that?" Oh, the joy of being asked that question. When a kid asks the question, "What's that?" it allows you to tell a story, the story from memory. And we sat there and we listened to that record and they just couldn't quite figure out how that needle playing over that record could make music. But we sat there and we listened and even danced a little bit in that living room. A great memory. Well, we all have memories. We all have something in our homes that evokes another time, another place, a point of laughter, maybe sadness, maybe a person comes to mind when we hold that item in our hand. Our homes are typically filled with things like that. So in this week in time, I want to encourage you that at nighttime, instead of reading a story or turning on the TV again and hearing other stories, to walk around your home, to pick up an item, to speak aloud the memory that you have, where that thing came from, who it was given to you from. And let that almost be a prayer walk around your home. And let joy and laughter, a pregnant pause happen throughout this week as you remember the people and the places that make up your home. And if you have children, young kids in your house, instead of telling them a once upon a time bedtime story, pick up one of those items and let them know the true story that lies behind it. There's power in sharing our stories. We all got them. And so may this week be a blessing as you remember, as you hope, as you speak aloud, the people and places that have shaped and formed you with the items that are in your house. In the words of Paul Harvey, on this Motivational Monday, good day.